Hannah, the Mike Greenwood Trophy is upon us. Looking forward to taking part?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually haven't taken part in this before, so I'm really looking forward to it. It would be a great chance to not only step out with the new team with Wasps, but also to have a look at some of the other teams as well ahead of the next season.
Key pre-season tournament and a chance to see the other opponents a bit early on?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a shame not everybody will be there, but we'll certainly get a chance to see some of the really strong teams that we think are going to be there next year. And it'll be just good for us to get a hit out as well. We're a new team together, so it'll be great to see how we can start gelling and working on combinations. Everyone's had a really busy sort of recruitment off-season, so some teams look really different this year, so it's going to be great to see kind of how people are beginning to work together and where we think there's going to be some really strong parts in different teams and what we need to do to counteract them.
Bath have won it last year, but I think it'll be nice in a way if Wasps come out as the new franchise to try and take it from the established teams.
Absolutely, of course. We always go into something hoping to come away with the win, but we're aware that there'll be some really, really strong teams there. And for us, it'll still be very much about, you know, trying new things and seeing what we need to work on. It is pre-season, so we've still got a few months until the season's upon us. So I'm sure we'll have plenty to take away from it and work on in the next couple of months.
How useful are these for you as a player? Or is it just a case of seeing how things are, or is it more the squad and how things are gelling?
I think it's really useful, these type of tournaments, because you get a lot of match play within one day. So that's fantastic. You have to adapt your game to play against all different types of people. But also it gives you a chance to work with quite a lot of people in your own team. Sometimes in a Super League match, you might not be able to try lots of different combinations. But I think this sort of tournament really gives you the opportunity to test out lots of different players. So that should be really exciting.
Be fair to say that you know a lot of the teammates from last season, but how would people like George and Nat fit in?
Yeah, really, really well. We're really lucky. The group's absolutely lovely and everyone seems to be gelling pretty well. Of course, we all live all over the country, so that presents its own challenges. But I think we're all trying to work our ways around things and just get together as much as we can and make use of the time that we do have together.
It looks like pre-season's been going really well thanks to videos on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, obviously we only let you guys see the better ones that come up.
Surely but, not.
No, they're all perfect, of course. It's been really good. It's really exciting to be part of a new franchise as well. So we're just hoping to build up to the start of the season.
How are things like the fan villages and meeting the new fans? Positive feedback? They're going well?
Yeah, really well. We're really lucky that we can see what Wasps have been doing with their rugby. And we actually got to go into the fan village and do a bit of netball the other week, which was really exciting. We've had people who were coming who were rugby fans as well as netball fans who got to come and have a go, play around on a little mock-up court with us and just find out a bit more about the netball and what we hope to do this season.
And the nice thing is as well, it's obviously building on the Wasps brand and that whole family atmosphere at the Rico as well.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, Wasps have got a fantastic facility there and what they do with the rugby is amazing. And we're obviously trying to build that in for netball as well now. So it's really exciting. We're hoping to get as many fans down as we can and just build across the season.
Being announced as captain, it's not a first, but obviously the season ahead, your first as part of Wasps, another huge honour.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a privilege to be asked to be captain for such a fantastic group of players. And I hope that I can lead them well throughout the season. But it's fair to say that there'll be leaders throughout that team. We've got imports who've got fantastic experience both in Bongi and in Sam. We've got Rachel Dunn who's got so much international experience. And we've also got players who've got current international experience. So it's a brilliant group and hopefully we can all come together and deliver on court.
And the pair of you as well, you and Sophia as well as co-captain,
yeah.
It's going to be a really positive effect on the team and the season ahead, I would say.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, me and Soph obviously worked together at Storm last year, so got to know each other quite well. And hopefully we can bring a good leadership style to the group and bring everybody in and get the best out of all the players.
You'll be looking forward to events like Super 10 as well.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a great time to be able to actually see where people are at the start of the season and have a really good look at some of the other teams as well. It was a really good event last year, so it's something I'm definitely looking forward to.
And with tournaments like Mike Greenwood coming up and pre-season friendlies are due to be announced soon, what's that like in your mind? Is it like a switch that's almost on now when the season's round the corner?
It suddenly feels like the games are upon us, but I'm well aware that we've actually still got a few months until we need to be at the position where we're ready to go. But I think as soon as you realise that you've got games in a couple of weeks coming up, you start to slightly worry, but then think, no, we've done pre-season, we've done some hard work. We haven't completely forgotten how to play netball. It will be okay.
And the good news is, as well, you'll be taking part in Pam's testimonial. What was that like to be asked?
Oh, again, a complete honour. Pam's a fantastic player and a brilliant friend, and I've known her for years now, it seems like. I can't wait to be part of her testimonial. It'll be brilliant. Hopefully we'll raise some money for some really worthwhile causes.
We'll shortly be in December. League starts in February. Are you ready to go just yet? Are things going well for you?
I'm ready to go. Things are going well, but I think there's definitely still work to do before we get out on court for that first game of the season.